I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now, now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now?
Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number three is upon us. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, your engineer, Larry Klayman joining us now. And he is the author of It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. Larry, welcome back to Rush to Reason. How are you, sir?
You're welcome, John.
I appreciate
Thanks
you joining us.
Invite.
Talk to us about William Barr's resignation.
Well, it was long overdue. The president really fired him. It wasn't a resignation. But the president has been disserved from a number of quarters. He's been disserved by his own Justice Department, and he's the titular head of it. Sessions, and now Barr, I call him Blowhard Bill, hasn't indicted Comey, hasn't indicted Brennan, hasn't indicted Clapper, the Lovebirds, Bruce Orr, the Obamas, the Clintons, and declared the Bidens off limits. So it was time for him to go. He protected himself, not the president. And in my new book, It Takes a Revolution, I go through the corruption in all the three branches of government. But the worst branch of government, John, because this is the part of the government that's supposed to protect us, is the federal judiciary.
Mm-hmm.
We can see that just in the last week, a week ago today, the Supreme Court, president's own hand-picked justices, stabbed him in the back, threw him under the bus, whatever you want to call it,
yep.
Abdicated their responsibility, and save their own skin. It reminds me of the movie Take Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. You know, when he gives a valedictorian address at the end, it says, look out for number one and don't step in number two. That's who these people are in Washington. They don't represent the interests of the American people, nor the President of the United States.
Well said. So where, I guess, question for you, since you're more on the inside than we are, where do you see things playing out over the next month, 6 weeks?
Unless the president invokes the Insurrection Act, and if he has evidence, and I believe he does, of widespread fraud, he should freeze things. In fact, assert martial law, call a new election that is guaranteed to be free and fair for everybody, and let the chips fall where they may. But if he's not going to do that, then we're going to have brain-dead Joe Biden and the pathological liar Kamala Harris, an ultra-leftist, enter the government, enter the White House, and we're going to have an onslaught of ultra-leftists that socialize and communize this country, and this country will be gone. And they'll dismantle everything that we have, hand it out to people who don't deserve it, and we are then in a true revolutionary state. And that's why I wrote the book. It's a little plug. I want people to read it. It Takes the Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. I mean, you allow people like myself to tell the truth straight up. But the cable news networks couch things, politically correct things. They just want to draw people back for viewers. Now's the time for the American people to wake up. And that's why in that book I suggest certain things that we can be doing, such as citizens' grand juries, to restore the rule of law and respect for our Constitution. If that doesn't work, then the prophecy of Thomas Jefferson will come to pass. And Jefferson said, I think he was the most farsighted of our founding fathers, because federal judges who will not protect us, but represent themselves, are unelectable and therefore unaccountable to the American people. He predicted revolution every 20 years or so. And he said, the blood of patriots and tyrants will be shed again. And then he added, what's a few thousand dead to refresh the tree of liberty?
Right.
He didn't want violence, neither do I. Okay, but he was saying, this is what's going to happen, because, and primarily because of these federal judges who are there to protect us, but don't protect us. And that, we now saw that, you know, up close and personal with the president just last week with the Supreme Court.
Hey, Larry.
Even his own judges don't protect him.
Larry, really quick here, I want to get back to your book. It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. Can you explain, for those of us who haven't heard it in a while, that contrast? Why do you say forget the scandal industry?
Well, because, you know, and I'll give an example. Sometimes people think I'm hard on Sean Hannity. I've had issues with him for, you know, 20-some years. But he comes on every night. This is just one example among many. You know, justice is just around the corner. Major breaking news. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. He brings on the same guests, says the same things, and it deceives the American people into thinking that they can just sit back and eat popcorn and drink Coke and everything's going to happen. And that's what I object to. You know, it's a marketeering enterprise to boost the ratings of Fox and to suggest things that simply are not true. And that's why I wrote this book, because people need to understand just how corrupt our government has become. You know, in the preamble to the Declaration of Independence, I'm paraphrasing, it says, when in the course of human events, the sovereign, the government, breaks away from the people and no longer represents the people, that under the laws of nature and nature's God, they have a right to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government by and for the people with inalienable rights in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. I'm paraphrasing. We are at the point right now, John, and ask yourself the question, let's compare King George III to Biden and Harris and the ultra-leftists that are going to be entering into our body politic. King George III wasn't a socialist. King George III wasn't a communist. King George III wasn't a radical Muslim or a radical atheist or whatever. All these people are going to be inhabiting the government right now and taking this country apart, destroying it. And this is something which, you know, puts everything in perspective. Our founding fathers risked their lives and pledged their fortunes and honor to form a new nation. And now we have to do the same thing. And that's what my book is. It's written from my heart. And, you know, it's tough love as to what we've got to do right now, because we just can't sit back and watch Sean Hannity and wait for things to happen, hoping that they will happen.
And I can't disagree with anything you're saying, Larry. In fact, one of the complaints I've had on our side for years is, you know, you've every place you turn, even on certain talk shows, it's just the next, to your point, scandal or the next thing that's going to pop out of the you know, behind the scenes, or, you know, this is going to be happening, or wait for this, or wait for that. And, you know, honestly, Larry, even when it comes to some of the things that the Trump team has been talking about, you know, wait for this or wait for that. And I love all of them, Sidney Powell included. But I'm waiting for all of this evidence that's supposedly going to put Donald Trump in the White House another 4 years. And frankly, Larry, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, you're right. It's become a fundraising enterprise, you know, and that's not right either. I don't know that the president knows what's being done with his name. But they're raising money, you know, for his PAC, and it's not even being spent, most of it, even on the election race in Georgia. So the American people need the hard facts right now. We never had a political messiah. Yes, the president did many good things. We want him to win, and we wish that he would win. But he's not the be-all and end-all. We must do it for ourselves, just like, you know, we did it the first time in 1776 and thereafter. And that's what I'm saying in this book, is that we can use citizens' grand juries to start it, to start this process. In 1992, Justice Scalia, in an opinion, United States versus Williams, said that the grand jury belongs to the American people, not the three branches of government. In the Old West, before we had a Justice Department on July 1st, 1870, we meted out justice ourselves. Last year, I indicted Robert Mueller because he attempted to suborn perjury with my client Jerry Corsi, get him to lie against the president, and say that he committed crimes with Russian collusion. And Jerry Corsi testified, and we got an indictment. We have the right now to try Mueller. We can get a retired judge and, you know, pick a jury. They can come and defend themselves. But we don't have a justice system. So you started the show, John, talking about Attorney General Bill Barr.
Right.
And obviously John Durham, you know, his disciple. These people are not meeting out justice.
No.
The American people now need to do it. And that's the way to start this revolution, to restore the rule of law and respect for the Constitution. And we now know that the Supreme Court has no respect for the Constitution either.
Yeah, I honestly thought, and I said this, you know, back in the summer, and John will say this is true, I thought Trump was going to win the election. I thought he was going to win it solidly because of the Barr-Durham report. And I was saying, look, end of August, early September, the Barr-Durham report's going to come out, because I was just looking at how much they had. And I was thinking, okay, they've got this much. Certainly, at the very least, you can do an interim report and get the stuff out there. And now we have them coming out and saying, well, I suppressed it. Why? Because it didn't want to be political. And I'm thinking, so you kept the truth from the American people who were told for 2-3 years that their president colluded with Russia. You kept the truth from them on everything that went down and also on Ukraine so that they could vote better, so they could vote better truth. That's when I started looking at Barr and Durham, and I'm just like, my gosh, this is almost treasonous. Almost.
It is. You know. It's mutual assured destruction. Everybody has dirt on everybody else in Washington. All they want to do is get on the cable networks and raise money, you know, with their claims they're doing something. Let me give you an even a better example that dawned on me recently. Hunter Biden didn't report $400,000 with regard to Burisma. They opened an investigation in 2018. That's tax fraud and tax evasion. Why didn't they indict Hunter Biden? It wasn't a question of leaking information before the election. Mm-hmm. The guy should have been indicted. You think that'll...
And by the way, Larry, had that been you or I, as citizens of the United States of America, we would have been.
Oh, yeah.
Well, during the Clinton years, when I was fighting them, they also didn't report $200,000 approximately. That was one of the reasons that Vince Foster met his demise, I believe. You know, he was handling the tax matters for Hillary, and perhaps he decided he didn't want to be part of it anymore. Look what happened to him. But in any event, you know, we don't have a government, John. That's the bottom line. We don't have a government. We don't have a republic. People are trashing Donald Trump, saying that he's subverting the democracy by asserting his rights over this massive election fraud. Well, we don't have a democracy to begin with. There's no democracy. Well, they don't represent us.
Well said. Larry Klayman, how do folks find out more about you, Larry?
Well, you go to freedomwatchusa.org, and I really would like people, I'm not going to make money off of this, my book, It Takes a Revolution. You can buy it at Amazon.com, all major booksellers, and see how it is we get ourselves out of the mess that we're in right now.
Right on. Larry, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Good stuff. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger was with me all day yesterday on air. If you need anything when it comes to insurance, Paul is your guy. And nothing else, just get your stuff reviewed and see if it's actually doing what it should be. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy. But it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Bruce Simmons is next. He's our reverse mortgage specialist. All he does is reverse mortgages with American Liberty Mortgage. Give Bruce a call today, 303-467-7821, or find him at klzradio.com.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working, and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free, liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Kevin Flesh is next. Anything you need with in regards to the legal end of things, give Kevin a call, including even some real estate transactions or anything along those lines. Kevin can help you with that as well. Doesn't just have to be an accident. It can be business-related items. You name it. Kevin is there. Trial tested, trial ready. 303-806-8886.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh & Beck Law has one goal: to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills, all because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and appreciate y'all listening on this Friday edition. All right, we should give you the answer to the question of the day real quick. This kills more people than sharks do. The answer is coconuts. About 150 people are killed each year by coconuts. Sharks killed 2 people is all in 2019, which is below the average of 4. But 64 unprovoked shark attacks were reported around the globe, down from the average of 82. Maybe they did get COVID.
Maybe they did. Because everything's down now for COVID. You know what? That is actually not a big surprise.
Coconuts.
Well, coconuts are
like
huge rocks.
Yeah, and falling on your head.
Don't. So it's like a
Gilligan.
Random, sporadic, more often than a lightning bolt avalanche that can come out of nowhere.
Donk.
Well, it'll crush your skull.
Have you ever been hit by a coconut?
Well, of course not.
Have you, Charlie? Have you ever been hit by a coconut? I've almost been.
Really?
Yeah. Almost had like a whole palm tree branch thing fall on me. So, yeah, I can see how it happens.
Well, they are. Like I said, they're so hard.
Yeah, I mean, you're just walking along and all of a sudden, boop, there it is.
And they're also falling from pretty good heights, aren't they?
Yeah, they're way up. Yeah, they're up there a ways. Yeah.
That one actually doesn't surprise me that much.
30, 40 feet up and boom.
What kind of surprises me is that people would just be walking underneath them without looking up.
Well,
I would cut a wide
keep in mind,
path.
In a lot of cases, if there's, you know, actual coconuts on these particular palm trees and they're walking along looking at the ocean or the beach or they're just kind of meandering around, yeah, I can see how it happens.
Okay, but think about this, John. What if somebody simply had large rocks hanging above a path by a little rope and you could see them, just large rocks hanging? Wouldn't you walk around them?
You'd be surprised how many people never look up.
Okay.
That's why in the retail environment, you never place anything above eye level because people won't see it and buy it otherwise because they don't notice it.
Right. That's true.
That's rule of thumb in retail.
You'll even have people, products where they will pay more to the retailer.
Oh, grocery stores big time. Yes, they pay for shelf space.
Yeah.
At eye level. And why do you think Fruit Loops are down at knee level? Because kids buy Fruit Loops.
Exactly.
Not adults.
The sugary stuff is down there.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why they do that. So, in a lot of ways, I could see how this happens because most people don't look up when they're walking around.
Okay. Makes sense.
They just don't pay attention anymore. You won't pay attention to anything.
No.
I mean, literally, Andy, we've got such lemmings running around. You can tell them anything and they'll hover in their basements for the next 6 months if we told them to.
Right now, people are so depressed. Some of them are out there shaking those trees.
Trying to, hoping they'll fall on their head.
Bring it.
You know, you're not far off in what you're saying. So, all right, let's do this. Pure 4 Chevrolet is coming up next. Liz Mayer should be joining us here at 5:30. So, Pure 4 Chevrolet is next, and they want to sell you a car, yes. And we want you to buy a car from them and not anywhere else. So, if you got the opportunity to buy a car, buy it from Pure 4. They'd love to help you out. Highway 52 and Highway 85, three in Fort Lupton, by the way. 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial is next. Al Smith, he's a financial advisor. And as we get to the end of the year, head into next year, make sure that you're on target with what you want to do. Your goals are set and you're going to achieve them. Al can help you with that. 303-744-1128.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Gino's Auto Service, folks, it's Gino's with a J. And anything you need for your vehicle as we head into Christmas week, make sure you're up to snuff, ready to go, and set for the new year as well. 303-794-6700. It's Gino's Auto Service. Again, Gino's with a J, ginosautoservice.com.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Gino's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Gino's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Gino's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We did have something from PragerU we were going to play a little earlier in the first hour that we never got around to. Do you want to play it or you want me to?
You go for it.
Well, give me a little cord thingy there then. Here, we'll switch. We'll do the old switcheroo here, Charlie, so make sure I'm not buzzing everybody out.
Because I
normally you get the zzz sound.
I would play it musically.
You would play it musically?
That would offend you.
You would play it musically. Okay, hang on. I got to get this back up here.
Okay.
So, actually, Joe sent us this, by the way. So this is great. This was a great thing that Joe sent us.
I love PragerU.
Appreciate that Joe is still out there and doing things. And so this is about a little video clip of a student on a campus that called the cops on a PragerU individual that was there just doing some interviews. Which, by the way, there's nothing illegal about doing such. So some of you might get triggered. There's a warning here, trigger warning. If you're a lefty, you might get triggered by this.
I'm okay.
Because lefties get triggered easily. It does happen. So, all right, here we go, Charlie.
So a leftist student on campus just called campus security on us because apparently we were terrorizing people and riling people up with our dangerous, horrible ideas. Let's see what these people have to say.
Hi, there are two people on our campus right here.
He's calling.
We're with a conservative group who are here to try to fearmonger students. PragerU.
Fearmonger.
Like Prager University, but they're not an actual legitimate university. Well, they're going up to students and they're trying to ask them questions and such.
The goal.
You've seen our stuff?
Oh, yeah.
What do you like?
Exactly.
Everything that you guys stand for.
What do we say?
Misinformation.
Like what misinformation?
Oh, trust me, you guys are really good at it.
We're just curious.
No, you're not.
I'm honestly curious.
No, you're not.
Let's
no,
know.
No, you're not.
We're
no, you're
asking
not.
You.
That's what no, we're asking.
No, you're not.
I just asked you.
No.
Nope.
I can go.
Could you remove these two
cops
from campus, please? The reason? Because they're here to fearmonger students, and that's not okay.
Fearmonger.
Yeah. Because these are people who are coming in and instigating and terrorizing our students on this campus, and that's not okay. I think at all that
are they telling you that you can't leave the area? Are they threatening you specifically in any way?
Not specifically. They're threatening me with their language, with their ideals.
So unfortunately, I mean, if your ideals or their language doesn't conform to what you're thinking,
he's
is
the cops.
That's well, what that's what it's that's freedom of speech is.
It's not
so
my
if
thinking,
you agree with certain thing, he agrees with something else. Then you guys agree to disagree.
As long as they're not taking you against your will,
right.
As long as they're not threatening you physically, they're allowed to have their opinion just as much as you're allowed to have yours.
So there's nothing you guys can do?
No, sir. That's freedom of speech.
So that means they're allowed to terrorize students by using
once
their
again. Terrorize is the word that you're using. That's your opinion. I'm here to help you as much as you can, but I'm trying to figure out what law they're breaking right now. So I'm trying to figure that out. That's why I'm asking you. You just keep giving me ideas, your opinions. And the law is not about opinions. It's about facts.
Okay. Are we done here, guys? Thank you, guys. Right. Appreciate it.
The law is about facts, not opinions, the officer says to the lefty.
Yep.
The lefty doesn't want to hear that, though.
John, as you know, I was raised by this.
Yes,
and
I know.
Here's the thing. We on the right, we worry about them actually doing things to us, shutting down our restaurants, mm-hmm. shutting down our businesses, taking more of our taxes and giving it to buying votes from other people with it, not letting parents choose where to put their kids, real stuff. Mm-hmm. They worry about our existence, the fact that we exist and are vocal. Okay, it's okay if you're a Christian, just don't tell anyone. It's okay if you're a conservative, just don't tell anyone. It's okay if you're a Trump supporter, just don't wear that hat. If you exist out loud, that is too offensive. That is a threat to their world.
So basically, they want us to become what they encourage the LGBTQ crowd to do, which was come out of the closet, but they want us to go into the closet.
Right. Exactly. They want the door in the closet to be one of those revolving doors, like when you enter a bank.
They come out, go back in.
Yeah. Gay people coming out, us going in.
Gotcha.
Which, by the way, I'm, gay people, live your life, whatever.
Yeah, I don't care.
But
whatever.
I shouldn't be shoved into a closet. The fact that we live conservatism out loud in any way, shape, or form is offensive to them, but they can be as loud as they want. In fact, they burn down... they burn down cities, and in case they might lose portions of an election, we have to board up cities in advance. Because we're worried about them actually doing real things, John, real things that actually hurt real people. You know, it's kind of bad. They worry about us existing out loud.
Yeah, they don't like being told they're wrong, number one.
Right.
They don't like anybody else having an opinion that's different than theirs. Like this student just said, you're terrorizing them if you don't agree with everything they're saying.
Exactly.
And boy, just as a side note real quick, Andy, have we not raised an entire generation, just watching COVID, have we not just raised an entire generation of softies that just get, they're offended at everything?
You know who I'm going to blame for this? Me and you.
Parents.
I'm going to blame conservative parents. And I'm going to blame us conservatives who are, 40, 50 and older. We sat by and allowed the schools to become what they are today. And the schools are virtually nothing but socialism training factories. That's all they are anymore.
Socialism camps.
It is unbelievable.
They've been that way for 60 years. This isn't anything new. This didn't just start in the 80s or 90s or 2000s or whatever you guys think. This has been going on for 50, 60 years.
What Karen Whitmer is doing with kids and Santa up in Michigan has been happening with young people in schools for
decades.
Great example.
They are literally students of the regime.
And we do nothing about it.
Because we don't want to be seen as hating
teachers.
I'm going to go one step further, Andy. Not only do we not do anything about it, we join.
Yeah.
There's a lot of conservative parents, even Christian parents, that just send their kids right into the same fold and say, yeah, go to town. Have at it. Have fun.
Yeah. It's one of two options, folks. Either don't put your kids in there or your kid had better be really trained. Oh, my kid's well trained. No, you don't understand. Your kid had better have a titanium spine and be ready to go.
Problem is, there's far less of those than you would think, and I think there's some also very naive parents. In other words, what I mean by that is some think that their kids are a lot stronger in those areas than they really are.
Right. You're absolutely right, because they think their kid is going to hold up, and they're wrong.
Some do, but it's a minority that do. It's very, very minor.
Yeah, my dad, my brother, who taught in the public schools, I guarantee you, folks, I could hold up against that because, you know, I was raised in it and then changed sides. You can't. Your kid can handle a lot of public school teachers, because I got news for you, John. A lot of them aren't that bright. If you run into my dad and brother are retired, but if you run into versions of them, you are out of your league, man. You are out of your league. They are totally well-trained to teach your kids Marxism. And then those kids go out and they go to schools like this and whine about PragerU just existing out loud.
Yeah, you could tell from this kid that was making the complaint, quote unquote, that he wasn't willing. The only thing he wanted to engage in was calling the cops to come to his aid, because he wasn't smart enough to engage the individual from PragerU and actually have a real debate right then and there. He wasn't able to do that.
No. No, he was overwhelmed.
He just wants to call mom.
Right.
It's essentially what he's been trained to do as a kid. Just call mom or dad when you're having a problem. That's what he did. He called the cops. Same deal.
And let me tell you something also. A lot of these liberals are also trained to do it nicely, so they can come off very nice, and they can just manipulate your kid.
That's all they're doing. Jim, you're next. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, you know, actually, it's kind of shocked that Andy, he's about the first person I've ever heard that has said something I've always said, but before that, you know, my feeling is, you know, Christians really create a lot of their own problems in this country with regards to a lot of stuff. Let's take the holidays and everything else of that sort. You know, John, you've lived here, and I'm about 6 or 7 years older than you, but, you know, I remember a time when this country used to, at least this part of the country, used to sit there and close everything on Sundays and recognize that as a Christian day.
Correct. Yeah, and that was in our lifetime, Jim, for sure. Yes.
Yeah, and along with that, and a lot of our holidays and stuff. And then my feeling is, I mean, maybe you might say I'm wrong. I don't think so, though. But my thing is then Christians started to get a little bit greedy, and they just went, well, you know, I can't make money and compete with my neighbor if he's just staying open 7 days a week, and I'm losing money, so I better start keeping my doors open 7 days a week. And then, you know, next thing you know, you basically have what you have today with people working 7 days a week, 365 days a year, barely recognize Christmas anymore, which really bothers me. And so basically until, you know, and what's really odd is, you know, the Muslim community stands strong and says, no, you're going to recognize our holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the Christians don't. They don't, you know.
I can't disagree with you. I think you're right on target.
Can I add something here, Jim?
Go ahead.
Let me add something. What about the way we let the culture influence us in our own homes? Now, you guys listen to us every week. We talk about movies and stuff like this. We're not talking separate yourself from the culture. But are you watching how much those movies, TV shows, and all that stuff is really affecting you and your kids? Well, yes, we are. Are you really watching how much that's affecting you and your kids?
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree with you. I mean, I remember, and you do too. I mean, good shows, good. And they weren't necessarily Christian shows, but they were good, wholesome, ethical, moral shows like The Waltons.
Right.
They wouldn't bash your beliefs. They wouldn't bash your beliefs.
But then, you know, then to get over to one more thing that you brought up, Andy, which I've been saying this for years, is the school system. I mean, really, Americans don't have nobody to sit there and blame but themselves when they sit there and carted their kids off to school, didn't get involved. I mean, my parents were, especially my mom. My mom was very involved with the school system and with the teachers, knowing what us kids were being taught back during the 60s. And you know, the thing is parents stop getting involved in their kids' education. And so the liberals, as far as I'm concerned, the commies, the socialists got a hold of the school system and started educating them just their way of thinking.
Jim, I'm going to go one step further, and Andy will agree with me. That's why I wanted to interject here real quick, because Andy's been down this path. I'll go one step further, Jim, and tell you that not only did the communists infiltrate the school system, but they also infiltrated clergy and seminaries, because they've done the exact same thing to most of the pastors across this country as well.
Oh, yes.
Yes, thank you very much. And I definitely wholeheartedly, you know, in fact, I'm going to tell you something, John, you bringing that up. You know, I went to a Lutheran parochial school as a kid growing up. And I'm going to tell you something. So when my daughter was having her kids and stuff, and I wanted my kids to go to a Lutheran parochial school. I wanted to go to, because I felt like I was brought up with good moral, ethical values in a Christian school. And let me tell you something. When my grandkids started going to a Lutheran parochial school, I was completely shocked that they were embracing the same garbage, the same ugh.
Yep, you're right, Jim. No, well said. Yeah, spot on.
And we jerked our kids out of the school system.
Let me weigh in one thing, though. I just want to say one thing in defense of parents today, these Christian parents. They're much busier now, okay? A lot of parents are having to have both of them work just to make ends meet and get by. So the sheer number of hours that your parents are away from the kids, they become more dependent on the schools, and that is a problem, all right? So I'm going to give them that. And also, their kids are going to be overwhelmed once again if they run into some of these smart teachers. Now, a lot of teachers in the schools today are not bright, and if your kids are trained at all, they're going to be fine. Okay,
but you run into some
smart ones. Like, well, I'm just going to say it. If you run into my brother, you've got to be really brilliant.
But Andy, I got one argument about what you're saying there.
Yeah, go ahead.
And the thing is. Is we as a society, okay, we put both people into the workplace when we really shouldn't have been putting both. We should have learned how to live without.
Yes.
Without having all the materialistic things, and live without a lot of the stuff that everybody wants today, until they could save up the money and put it away. I mean, I remember my parents.
You're right. Our debts have made us very dumb.
No, you're right, Jim. No, you're again spot on.
And I live my life to that way still today. If I can't afford it, I don't buy it.
Yeah, well said. No, Jim, I got to run to a break. You're spot on. We appreciate the phone call, and I can't argue with that.
One other thing, though, with the Christian parents today, you know, hey, get involved. Get involved in school boards. John, the school boards today, well, they are so radicalized.
They're unionized to the point where you're not going to make any changes there.
The teachers do not care what you have to say. They see you flat out as an enemy. And here's the worst part, John. Even all of the liberal and moderate parents are against you, and even some of the conservative parents wish you would shut up. It is really, it's impossible.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. You can find him again at klzradio.com.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Folks, if you've got an interest rate above 4%, or in some cases even the high threes, you can save money by calling Kurt Rogers and refinance, and he can show you how. 720-895-0500. That's Kurt Rogers again, 720-895-0500.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Folks, if you're involved in an accident, any kind, and or you just got to get some things freshened up on the car, a good shop can do that for you. Three locations to serve you in North Denver, two in North Glen, one in Commerce City. It's easy to find, klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
After an accident, you this just want your vehicle back the way it was as quickly as possible. Before founding a Good Shop Collision Center in North Glen and Commerce City, Al Sturm used to work for some of the big corporate conglomerates, so he has the personal experience to compare the two. Al recently heard from a customer who tried using one of the big corporate shops for some auto body work on his old truck. He waited a month just to get an estimate, only to find out they wouldn't work on older vehicles. At a Good Shop, Al and his team have the autonomy they need to take care of their customers. You don't want your vehicle tied up any longer than necessary. Because a Good Shop has three locations, they can get you in for an estimate faster. Al and his team at a Good Shop are proud to run a certified, independent auto body shop where you're more than just a number. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Protect your business while protecting your bottom line. Call 303-423-0162 and the team at GIA will review your small business insurance plans for free. That's 303-423-0162.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 516. By the way, some folks are slow learners, one of those being Kevin Polis.
Yeah.
Some of you are going to say, well, what do you mean, John? Well, he put out a tweet or a message earlier today. I don't know if it was a tweet or Facebook, but it said something along the lines of, tell us you're a Coloradan without telling us you're a Coloradan.
Okay, what's the origin of that?
I believe he stole it from BMW and Jeep because right. They put out tweets earlier in the month that said something along the lines of, tell us you drive a BMW without telling us you drive a BMW. Tell us you drive a Jeep SUV without telling us you drive a Jeep SUV. So it's kind of this marketing campaign that, in this case, Jeep and BMW did. What Polis failed to do, though, was to look at the actual backlash and honesty of Jeep and BMW customers that actually went on Twitter and just lit them up.
They said, yeah, I am one of these owners, and here's why I'm all miserable about it.
Yeah, for example, this was a BMW response. The last one got junk for valve seals, the one before that for knocking engine, the one before that needed a new trans, the latest one needed timing chain guides. Despite the abuse, though, I keep coming back. So what I'm getting at is Governor Polis should have actually read some of the responses to those tweets prior to him actually tweeting that out as governor of Colorado. Because he's getting the same sort of a backlash with that particular tweet he put out.
Yeah, it just doesn't occur to this guy that people aren't happy here right now.
They're not happy with him at all.
No, they're not.
And it's, again, if you can find, I apologize. I had this up on my screen earlier, and we got a bunch of other stuff going on today, and I don't have it up in front of me. But there are tweets that he, I'm not sure whether he does his own tweeting or if, you know, like, Donald Trump, there's also other people that tweet for him, which we all know. And whether or not he knows that or not, or knows what's been coming back or not in these responses, I honestly don't know. But he is actually getting, let's just say, not such nice things said back to him in regards to that particular ask.
Really stupid.
do these guys just not, are they so high and mighty that they don't think anybody's going to respond in a negative way when they put something out, or do they just not care?
I think they don't care, and I don't think they're as bright as a lot of people think they are. But by the way, I would agree with that. Quick example, DeSantis doing the opposite down in Florida.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, yeah, he got pressed by WPTV reporter Michael Williams. Pressed him on, why don't you have a mask mandate? Why don't you have a mask mandate? You're putting us at risk and all this. DeSantis was ready. He shot back, what are the facts? Then he provides them for the guy. He says, we're in the bottom 10 states for per capita cases, DeSantis noted. And this is with being open for months and months. So the question is, why are cases exploding in California? Why are hospitalizations exploding in other parts of the country, particularly states that have said they've done all these great restrictions and mandates? The mandates, I don't think, have been effective. Way to go, DeSantis. Way to go.
Yeah, and that's how you handle things correctly. Again, we don't have that in our governor, nor do I think we're going to have that. As I go through this next break, I'll see if I can't find a few responses to that. If I do, we'll mention them as soon as we come back. In the meantime, it's Extreme Auto Repair. They want to help you out with all of your vehicle needs. Don't forget, they sell Cooper tires at cost. You can find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, putting a wrap on today's show, the last show of the week, not of the year or not ever, but just of this week. We'll be back next week, never fear.
Yes, we will. Okay, really quick, Georgia. Okay, folks, Georgia update. Emerson poll now has the two Republicans both up 51-48, a 3-point lead. And this is important because that's a poll where they were even. Also, the Fox
3 points?
Yeah, they're up 3 points.
Okay.
And by the way, the early voting edge that the Democrats had, which was huge, has almost been entirely closed. Also,
that's good.
Yeah, Fox had Purdue from a dead heat, now has them up 1 point. It had Loeffler down a point. She's now up 3 points. So, you know, it's moving in our direction. The Trafalgar ones, last one I'll give, they now have Loeffler up 3 points and Purdue in a tie with Ossoff. However, Trafalgar factors in a 3.7 percentage Democrat advantage just for fraud. They assume a 3.7 point fraud advantage for the Democrat. Yes. Which is probably a pretty accurate thing to do.
All righty then.
So here we go. Now,
so they're already admitting it's there.
Oh, they know it's there. So the thing is if the Republicans win one or both of these, keep in mind, there will be no Biden presidency. He'll be the president. He's not going to get anything done. So all the horrible things that he wants to do to us, you know, expand the Senate, expand the states, expand the Supreme Court, all that stuff, bring in a zillion illegal immigrants, that all pretty much ends if we win Georgia. I'm not saying we will. I'm just saying, at least for now, it moved our way. Yay, team. We'll see what happens next week. Who knows?
What's your thoughts?
I still think we're going to lose Georgia. But now I think it less. This is the last several polls have edged our way, and that feels good. But okay. I'm just terrible. I think the cheating is so rampant, and they have the king, or shall I say queen, of the cheaters down there running it, for the Democrats. So it's terrifying. But if we do happen to prevail in Georgia, remember, I said last winter there was no way we hold the Senate. It was a very unfavorable Senate map. The fact that we are even in this thing is remarkable.
All right, guys, that's going to be a wrap for today. If you missed the first hour, please catch it next. Don't forget tomorrow, Fix It Radio Drive Radio, 9 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be a best of show tomorrow because we're actually getting a huge update on all of our equipment in the studio. So they'll start that project in the morning. We'll have all new stuff by Monday, which will be fabulous. In turn, have a fabulous weekend. Enjoy, spend time with your family. If you guys have this next week off for Christmas, we will still be here each day. So please tune in Monday at 3 o'clock. Otherwise, enjoy your week. God bless you all. Have a great evening. Be safe. This is John Rush, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes signing off. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.